From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
It's nice for me to accompany you for the next 60 minutes, and today we have prepared some segments such as the news and also Indonesian songs, so stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news read by Antin Supriyati. First, the headline. Vice President optimistic of Hajj Pilgrim the schedule unaffected by virus outbreak. Some 130 Dutch company and institution will join the 5-day state visit of the Netherlands royal couple. Now the news in detail. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin expressed the hope that the schedule from Hajj Pilgrim would remain unaffected despite Saudi Arabia's decision to suspend entry for Umrah Pilgrim to avert further spread of coronavirus. The schedule for Hajj Pilgrim has yet to be changed. It will run in June and July this year for Eid al-Adha, Amin said during a working visit to Pekanbaru, Riau on Friday. The preparation for Hajj Pilgrim are still running normally, but will observe the development. If the situation is unsafe, we may have a different decision. However, until now, there is no change, the vice president said, as quoted by Antara. Saudi has also chosen to suspend Umrah temporary for citizens and residents in the kingdom and ban them from visiting the Prophet Mosque in Medina. Saudi Arabia on Monday confirmed its first case of new coronavirus after one of its citizens who returned from the COVID-19 hotspot, Iran, has tested positive. On February 27, it suspended the entry of foreigners for Umrah Pilgrim from countries where the new coronavirus has spread as growing number of cases outside China deepened fears of a pandemic. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated that the suspension was temporary in nature but offered no time frame until when it would be applicable. Some 180 representatives of 130 Dutch company and knowledge institutions have confirmed participation in a parallel economic mission during the 5-day state visit of King Willem Alexander and Queen Maxima to Indonesia from March 9 to 13. The economic mission that will be organized to Jakarta and Surabaya is led by 4 cabinet members, according to the Embassy of the Kingdom of the Netherlands in Jakarta, as revealed in a press statement. The statement said the Netherlands is keen to partner up with Indonesia to create smart solutions in solving global challenges. Both Indonesia and the Netherlands face common challenges in various fields. Among the common challenges are the impact of climate change on coastal protection and water resources, the accessibility of healthcare, the shift to circular economy, and increasing pressure on food production system. Indonesian national evacuated from the World Dream cruise ship are maintaining their good health, the Indonesian government spokesperson for coronavirus outbreak response, Ahmad Yuryanto, confirmed on Friday. By today, the 6th day of the observation in Sebaru Island of Seribu Island, Jakarta, all the 188 World Dream crew are in good condition, Yuryanto told the press. They have maintained their health since the very first day they arrived as their physical and laboratory tests show good results, while their coronavirus test results were negative. Furthermore, according to the daily check-up conducted every morning and evening, they are also psychologically fine. They could return home after a 14-day-long observation process. Some of 18 out of the 188 crew are women. One of them is pregnant and is accompanied by her husband. During this observation, these are 35 medical staff deployed by the health ministry, who consisted of pulmonologists, internists, cardiologists, clinical pathologists, general protection, and nurses. The Sebaru Island itself comprises several observation facilities, including emergency unit and a mini intensive care unit. State-owned airport operator PT Angkasa Pura I confirmed that the 35 flight route canceled from China to Indonesia island of Bali over the coronavirus is estimated to cause 48 billion loss to the company. Chief Executive Officer PT Angkasa Pura Faik Fahmi said I Gusti Ngurah Rai Airport in Bali is AP1 largest airport. On the first day of the corona outbreak, there was a policy to halt flights from China. The cancellation of at least 35 flights per day originating from 22 cities in China, including Wuhan. PT Angkasa Pura I has temporarily canceled 158 flights from and to China starting Wednesday, February 5, under the government directive amid COVID-19 outbreak. The airline with route to and from China include the China Eastern with 14 flights per week, China Southern 10 flights per week, CityLink 11 flights per week, Lion Air 29 flights a week, Xiamen Air 14 flights per week, Garuda Indonesia 22 flights per week, and Sriwijaya Air 25 flights per week. The American coffee chain company Starbucks will begin exploring green investment potential in Papua. Chief of the Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, Bahlil Lahadalia, has revealed. He had witnessed the signing of Starbucks Investment Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, in the high-level meeting on green investment for Papua and West Papua at the end of February. Lahadalia said, in Jakarta, as quoted by Antara. The investments are in coffee plantation, coffee shop, as well as export. There are various steps being carried out, but the investment calculation are in the process, he said. Papua is home to some of the best coffee in the world, one of which is the Arabica bean from Wamena, he further explained. Starbucks entrance to Papua saw the government effort to push green investment in Papua. Deputy Governor East Nusa Tenggara Joseph Anai Soy expressed appreciation to the Ministry of Communication and Informatics for building several telecommunication facilities for the 2023 of the G20 Summit and ASEAN Summit. The ministry played an important role for advances in the informatics sector at the moment, especially for us in the East Nusa Tenggara, in facing the G20 summit, Joseph Anai Soy said, as a quote by Antara. The prompt step taken by the ministry in response to the G20 summit and ASEAN summit 2023 by holding a work meeting in Labuan Bajo is very strategic. Apart from communication facilities, the East Nusa Tenggara government is continuing to prepare the infrastructure development for 2023 summit, including road, water, electricity, and sanitation infrastructure. This is an international event and 20 country leaders will be here, he said. The facilities developed by the Ministry of Communication and Informatics also allow local communities to gain access to telecommunication. Raja Wali Nusantara Indonesia RNI, a state-owned enterprise company on agriculture, pharmacy, and trade, will probably stop exporting mouse toward their corporate social responsibility program as it's running short of raw material for mouse. The director of RNI, Eko Taufik Wibowo, said they provide mouse for corporate social responsibility program abroad regularly. The last time they did it for the bank BNI that shared the product with Indonesian migrant workers in Hong Kong. Therefore, we stopped. Mouse are only for Kimia Pharma in Indonesia. However, they had not begun production since the Chinese raw material for mouse was running out of stock. RNI admitted the company is scheduled to produce 5 to 7 million masks by this month for Muslim pilgrims. But the company is saving the old stock of some 50,000 pieces of masks. Since the supply of material being imported from China had dropped in January, Indonesia immediately sought alternative supplier in Europe company, but they had not yet responded.
The first news comes from Badung, Bali. The government of Badung Regency Bali Province prepared the proposed concept of the Badung Tourism Recovery Activity. Badung Regency Secretary Iwayan Adiwarnawa, during a coordination meeting with the tourism component in Mangupura, said on Wednesday, the Badung Regency government agreed with the concept of various tourism activities for tourism recovery. However, the most important and first thing to do is to ensure that the handling of the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak now hitting the world is done professionally according to the World Health Organization standards. The standard operating procedures for handling and supervision related to COVID-19 coronavirus, according to him, are also important to continue to be carried out at the entrances of the island of Bali, such as the airports and ports. He added the need for cooperation with foreign media so that information about Bali, especially Badung Regency, could be published so that there was confidence for tourists that Bali was safe to visit. Next news comes from Denpasar, also in Bali. The provincial government of Bali signed a cooperation agreement with the Certification and Electronics Center, the National Siberian Agency, and the National Code on the Use of Electronic Certificates for the implementation of the electronic-based government system. Bali Regional Secretary Dewa Made Indra in the signing ceremony in Denpasar last Wednesday said, for the implementation of an electronic-based government system, the Bali provincial government in terms of infrastructure had been built and human resources had also been trained so that after this signings the operation were ready to begin. Next news comes from Semarang, Central Java. A Norwegian flag cruise ship, the Viking Sun, failed to enter the port of Tanjung Emas in Semarang following the alleged passenger of the ship who contracted COVID-19 coronavirus. The Tanjung Emas Port Regional Police Chief, Samsu Wirman, said in Semarang on Thursday that the ship carrying around 1,600 passengers was still at 1.5 nautical miles from the port. Meanwhile, head of Semarang City Health Office Muhammad Abdul Makam said that currently a team from the Tanjung Emas Port Health Office had been dispatched to check the condition of the ship's passengers. According to him, the inspection takes about 4 to 5 hours for that many passengers. While on land, the Department of Health has also prepared a team if at any time there are passengers who have to be evacuated. He explained if indeed there was found passenger who were under surveillance or suspected, then all passengers would not be allowed to disembark. Well, that was news from Indonesia over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event of March 7, 1978, that Papuan unification fighter Silas Peparé dies in Indonesian territory. Silas Peparé is an Indonesian national hero. With his friends, he tried to influence the youths in West Irian in December 1945, who became members of the Papua Battalion to launch a rebellion. The revolt failed twice. He was arrested and imprisoned in Serui. In October 1949, he formed the Irian Struggle Agency, which aimed at helping the Indonesian government to set free West Irian from Dutch power and united it with the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. Since May 1, 1963, West Irian has officially been the territory of the Republic of Indonesia. The name West Irian was later changed to be Irian Jaya. On March the 7, 1978, Silas Papari passed away at 54 years old. We end today in history with the event on March the 7, 2007, that Garuda Indonesia airplane slipped and was on fire at Adi Sucipto Airport in Yogyakarta. The accident killed 21 passengers and one crew. Garuda Indonesia flight number GA200 flew from Jakarta to Yogyakarta, route by carrying 133 passengers and 7 crews. The Boeing 737-400 landed hard in the middle of the runway, bounced off, and got out at the runway 27 at Adi Sucipto Airport in Yogyakarta. Afterwards, the plane was on fire. The results of an investigation published by the National Transportation Safety Committee stated that Garuda Indonesia B737 took a very sharp approach. The approach is the face and landing when the plane approached the land on the runway. And listener, that was today in history.
Cuci muka biar.
That was a song entitled Menjadi Indonesia by Efek Rumah Kaca. And you're still with us? Don't forget, after this, we are going to give you our program, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on ADB continues to assist Indonesia. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, is committed to raising the loan budget to Indonesia. The loan budget increased from last year's $1.7 billion to $2.7 billion US for this year. ADB President Masatsugu Asakawa conveyed it during the release of a book titled Indonesia and the ADB, 50 Years of Partnership, at the Ministry of Finance, Jakarta, last Tuesday. He explained that the loan will be used for two government priority programs. Namely, ADB has allocated $500 million for program to improve human resource competitiveness. And secondly, ADB also supports financial inclusion program which are being maximized by the Indonesian government in various regions with assistance of $500 million US. While the rest is loans for government and private sectors depending on the needs of Indonesia later. The ADB proposed the 2020-2024 Country Partnership Strategy to Indonesia to support the government's development priorities and become a catalyst for private sector financing. The plan also offers knowledge and financing solutions, especially for local governments. Previously, the ADB president had met with President Joko Widodo to discuss expanding ADB support for Indonesia's development priorities in various fields, such as human capital development, infrastructure connectivity, and climate change. This will be given through loans with government guarantees, knowledge support, private sector operation, and services transaction consulting. Masatsugu Asakawa also praised President Joko Widodo's efforts to improve the business climate, attract investment, and create quality jobs. The government cautioned in taking macroeconomic policies and fiscal management has been able to encourage growth despite the impact of the coronavirus epidemic and issues related to global trade. The development of ADB support for Indonesia covers, among others, a focus on clean energy and strengthening the electricity network, higher education, also the development of workforce skills and reforms to improve Indonesia's competitiveness. During his working visit to Indonesia, Masatsugu Asakawa also met Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani, who is also ADB Governor for Indonesia. The ADB president had also visited South Sulawesi and met Governor Nurdin Abdullah in Makassar, and they inspected slum improvement projects and pilot projects for green infrastructure supported by ADB in Makassar City. Well, that was my Indonesia Today on ADB continues to assist Indonesia over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the world.
Kau tinggalkan
Listening to us, after that we just listened to a song by Mita Lestari entitled Takkan Pernah Mati. And if you want to get to know more information about Indonesian tourism and culture, let's listen to Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder. Today I introduce you to Walak Kiri Beach in East Sumba. Stay tuned. Sumba is one of the most popular tourism destinations in Indonesia for both domestic and international tourists. It offers plenty of enchanting attractions such as wonderful hills, incredible spots to witness sunrise and sunset, hidden waterfalls, and remarkable beaches. One of the most iconic destinations in Sumba is Walak Kiri Beach. The beach is only 30 kilometers away from Waingapu City, and the trip from the city to the beach only takes 30 minutes by motor vehicles. Listener, Walak Kiri Beach features not only fantastic sea with clear water, but also amazing silhouette reflected in the dusk. The dust that emerges from the west creates spectacular views. When the sun sets, the combination between dusky sky and the silhouette of mangrove trees makes the panorama gorgeous and photogenic. In addition, the sand at Walak Kiri Beach has different textures. The coast has grainy and ivory sand. Meanwhile, the sand in the area formed after low tide or tidal flood has a hardened powder-like texture. The two sections are separated by a line. Listener, for those of you who will have vacation in Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara, we recommend you not to miss the beautiful sunset at Walakiri Beach. You are advised to go to the beach at 4 p.m. so that you can enjoy the wonderful silhouette in the dusk. In addition, you can also explore the little mangrove forest surrounding the beach during low tide. There may not be something special about Walakiri Beach during high tide, but the beach looks magnificent during the low tide as the silhouette of the mangrove trees makes the view exotic. Therefore, please make sure to bring your cameras to capture your awesome moments at the beach. Listener, you can rent motorcycle or car from Waingapu to Walakiri to get to the beach because the access to the tourism object by taking public transportation is still hard. Furthermore, you do not need to pay entrance fee to enter the beach. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today about Walakiri Beach in East Sumba. I'm Purisa Fridadala. Thank you for listening.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Tapi kali ini aku
song by Rafael Tan entitled Impresi. Don't forget, after this, we still have a lot of things that we will share you, such as our program Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Voice of Indonesia. Miscellany for today is about Indonesia to soon establish a museum of the history of Islamic civilization. So stay tuned. The Indonesian Mosque Council initiated the construction of the International Museum of the History of the Prophet Muhammad SAW, an Islamic civilization in Indonesia, which will be built in the Ancol Dreamland, North Jakarta. Ancol area was chosen as the location of the construction of the museum because of the easy access to transportation from various ways, both air transportation and water transportation, so that later it can facilitate visitors who come to visit it. The International Museum of the History of the Prophet Muhammad and Islamic Civilization will be filled with various information about the Prophet Muhammad's life. The information is sourced from hadiths, manuscripts, literature, and historical objects related to the Prophet and Islamic civilization. Some of the items presented in the museum are the result of 14-year collection by the Asalam Endowment Foundation. In addition to the information about the Prophet Muhammad, inside the museum, it's also presented information about the entry of Islam into Indonesia. The information that can make it easier for visitors to understand about the history of Prophet Muhammad SAW is also displayed with modern technology in the form of three-dimensional holograms. The International Museum of the History of the Prophet Muhammad SAW and Islamic Civilization will also be equipped with an auditorium, mosque, and a large yard used as a pilgrimage ritual. In addition, there will be a miniature of the Grand Mosque and the Prophet's Mosque, which will be placed inside the two-story museum building. The building area of the museum itself covers 1.5 hectares wide. Through the museum, it is expected to be able to make Indonesia a magnet in terms of education about the history of the Prophet Muhammad and the development of Islam in the world. Well, listener, that was Miscellany with the topic Indonesia to soon establish a museum of the history of Islamic civilization. We'll meet again with other interesting topics. See you next time.
Masih salah langkahku, meski impianku hancur di depan mata, masih saja ku tunggu dirimu, ku bertahan, haruskah ku akhiri
That was one song by Radini entitled Hampir Jadi. After this, we are going to give you our music program, Music Corner. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we present a keroncong song entitled Tanah Air Jaya. The song calls for us to jointly uphold and elevate the nation's dignity in a bid to build and to give service to our country. There is no reason to postpone the services to the country and to jointly realize the hope of the country. Like keroncong songs in general, the song has beautiful rhythm to be enjoyed. Listen to Hiris Titik with keroncong song entitled Tanah Air Jaya. Have a nice listening.
Membangun cinta pada kita bangsa Indonesia. Tiada alasan untuk ingkar janji, berbakti pada Pertiwi. Tak alasan menangguhkan bakti. Mari, mari kawan, kita wujudkan harapan. Tunaikanlah janji bakti, mari nuju kemakmuran Nusa. Mari kawan, mari nuju tanah air jaya. Telah lama tiba untuk menjunjung, mempertinggi derajat bangsa. Mari membangun cinta pada Nusa serta bangsa Indonesia. Tiada alasan untuk ingkar janji, berbakti pada Pertiwi. Tak alasan menangguhkan bakti. Mari, mari kawan, kita wujudkan harapan. Tunaikanlah janji bakti, mari nuju kemakmuran Nusa. Mari kawan, mari nuju tanah air jaya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sepanjang hari
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku sayang padamu, tapi maaf sebatas teman saja.
Dulu ku sepi, kamu yang selalu ku cari. Dulu ku sedih, kamu yang selalu ada di sekitarku. Untuk merangkukku, kini ku senang dan kamu tak ku utamakan. Kamu tersinggung, berpikir ku menghindarmu. Kamu salah,
kamu salah.
Niatku bukan begitu, ku menjauh karena bukan kamu. Ingin ku sayang padamu. Sebatas teman saja. Ku bilang rindu, tapi maaf, sebatas teman saja dulu.
Listener, that was our segment. Don't forget to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia and join us by sending us your feedback to our email address voi@voinews.id. I'm Amanda. Thank you so much. Have a great day.